Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I think we're all suffering from this COVID-19 challenge, and that some of us are absolutely bored to tears. Others of us are pulling triple duty. And everywhere you turn, we are in unprecedented territory. I feel like our prayer today ought to be, Lord, strengthen our hearts and remind us to encourage one another when the troubles of life start to overwhelm us. Guard our hearts from depression and grief. Give us strength to rise up each day and fight against the struggles that seek to weigh us down. My friend, listen, the scriptures are full of encouragement on how to stay strong in your faith and to stay strong as a result of your faith. In the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy 31:6, we read, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." In John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life." In Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." My friend, here's what we know to be true, that God's grace is sufficient for us, that his power is made perfect in our weakness. You know, I have listened to all of the pundits, and I've listened to all of the scientists, and I've listened to the president. And what I continue to hear is how we are to do so many things: social distancing, avoid crowds of 10 or more, stay home, don't go out to eat. And while I agree with all of those actions, the one thing that I have not heard much of is people saying that maybe the people of God should do as the scriptures say to us, that we might be in prayer, that we might humble ourselves, meaning we might recognize we can't fix this challenge on our own, and we might humbly recognize that God can and will use this in some wonderful way in our life, that even though God most likely did not create this, and most certainly did not create this, but God has allowed this, then let's see what the Lord's going to do and teach us through all of this. I can think of so many things in the sense that we can learn a great deal from what the Lord is wanting to do in our lives and our family, and how we are to be a people, even though we're recognizing social distancing today. Imagine on the outside in a few months when we're past all this, that we might recognize a more significant, close feeling from our own families. So I urge you, keep your heads up. Keep your eyes toward heaven. Recognize the goodness of God. He has gone nowhere. He has not changed. And he is still in control, not COVID-19. He is still in control, not our government. He is still in control, and not the airlines. Friend, listen, whatever you're facing and you're part of this, whether your income is down or your fear is up, the challenge is that we would recognize that when we are still and know that he is God, we know his grace is sufficient for us. God bless you, friend. I'm so grateful you stopped and joined me for today's weekday podcast. Just a cup of encouragement, and I'm so grateful you did. We'll see you back again tomorrow for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.